difficult for you to, you know, kind of reconcile your friendship with him and what happened on that play?
Yeah, it is. You know, we came out of the same draft class in 06, played 3 years at Ohio State together. Been friends ever since. So, you know, when you're in the football field, you want to win the game. You want to play as hard as you can and be physical, but you hate to see people go down, especially with injuries like that when there's no contact and you know it's probably a severe injury. You know, you just feel for him because you know how hard, you know, he prepares. And, you know, he's a good player in the National Football League, and to see him go down like that is tough. This game is Steve Johnson, number 13. He's a guy that, you know, he was there when I was there. He was a guy that rose up through practice squad and really worked himself into the player that he is today. And, you know, when I was there, our lockers was a couple, you know, lockers down. And, you know, I just know how hard, you know, he's worked to get to where he is and his level of play. And he's going to be a guy that we're going to have to know where he is each and every play. They're both two fast, elusive guys. Fred Jackson, you know, he's a guy that played in every football league imaginable. Arena football, Canadian football, you know, any kind of football he played. You know, he's a journeyman type guy. He's a guy that came in, was on practice squad, played a little bit, started making plays, and, you know, he's arguably one of their best players on offense. You know, he's a guy that likes to get in the screen game. He has excellent hands, like receiver type plays that he can make on the football, and then even out of the backfield, he's very elusive. You know, he can break a lot of tackles. CJ Spiller, he's a speed guy. He doesn't really want to go in, you know, through the tackles and through the middle of defense. He's a guy that wants to bounce outside and use his speed. So we're gonna have to understand where these two guys are when they line them in empty and all these different formations to run screens and middle screens with them, just to make sure that we're around him. We'll tackle him and get him down and allow him to break for big plays. It's similar. It's very similar. You know, as far as the defense side of the ball, I don't know. I haven't really seen it, only highlights. But from, you know, the points and yards and all those things standpoint, it looks the same. You know, offense, they look the same. It has Fitz back there. He's a gunslinger. You know, he's going to take the good with the bad, touchdowns, interceptions. You know, he wants to go out there and win. And then you have guys on the outside like Steve Johnson, Donald Jones, who, you know, a guy that came from Youngstown State. They're going to try to get the ball and feature him in the slot. So it's pretty much similar.
What is that? Knowing that they're coming off such a bad loss, what do you expect their mindset, knowing that team probably better than most of the guys here, to expect them coming in?
Well, their backs are against the wall. Knowing those guys, they're always going to go out there and work hard, and they want to do the right things. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't go that way. Sometimes it's bigger than just the players on the football field. You know, and I say that because, you know, a lot of guys out there, they go out there and pour their heart into it, and you never win. You never go out there and feel like you're in control of football games. And I think that comes from the coaching. I think that comes from upstairs. And I think that comes from, you know, just getting the right players in place. And, you know, a lot of time when I was there, we didn't have that. You know, we struggled a lot. We wanted to win football games. We went out there and did everything that they asked us to do, and it just didn't happen. So I understand that the position they're in, backs against the wall, want to come in here and steal a win, but we can't allow them to do that.
It's quite the contrast for your career, though. If you think about what it was like when you were there and the program that you're in now,
yeah.
How different is that for you?
Sometimes you can get drafted into situations where you can't have any control over it. I was drafted as a 5'10 and a half, 202-pound safety into a Tampa 2 system where they wanted me to hit fullbacks each and every play and pulling guards and get in the box and play cover 3, 2, and 1. You know, the football has really, you know, grown into a thing where you have to have multiple things that you can do back there. You have to be able to stop the run first and foremost, and that sets it up for a defensive back. And when I was there, we didn't really have all of that. So I don't know the changes that they made now, but I know we didn't have it when I was there. Yeah, we had some very long days against the Patriots. And, you know, sometimes you step on the football field and things you do in practice, schemes that's schemed up in practice don't actually work when you get on the football field. And I can remember, I forget what year it was. You can probably ask Randy. He'll know the year better than me. But I know we went out there on Monday Night Football and we played New England Patriots. And for some reason on third down, they thought that disguising, like we were going to bring everybody and having a two-man rush and dropping nine into coverage was going to confuse Tom Brady, who at the time was, you know, one of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League. And he just held on to the ball and threw a 60, 70-yard touchdown up the right sideline. So, you know, sometimes things you do in practice that you think are going to be good aren't actually good. So, and I think we lost like 56-6 or 7 something on Monday Night Football. So, you know, we've had some rough lumps up there. One thing I can say to guys in that locker room, they actually go to work each and every day. That's one thing you can expect when they come up here. They're going to come out and play hard. You know, so we have to be ready to match them.
You've worked with your head coach now for a little more than a year season. Is there anything that he does now that catches you off balance, that is a surprise, or you sort of really know Jim Harbaugh?
Excuse me, I don't really understand it. And I don't really understand the question. You say it again?
You've worked with Harbaugh now as a head coach. I'm just wondering, do you feel you know him or the team knows him, or does he ever catch you guys off balance and you say, wow, that's, I didn't know he did that?
Well, he catches us off balance all the time. You know, coach is one of those guys that you never know what he's going to do or what he's going to say. But the thing that you do know is he's going to tell you exactly how he feels. And that's all I can say about that. When we go into meeting rooms, you don't know how long the team meeting is going to be before the night before the game. Sometimes he might have a little to say. Sometimes he might have a lot on his mind. He wants to say a lot. So, you know, coach is a guy that's always changing. But he has the team's best interest at heart each and every time. And you can tell by the way the guys go out and prepare and the way we step on the football field when we're in these games. You can tell that we really understand, you know, what's in place, what we're supposed to do, our responsibilities, and we go out there and execute them.
Did you guys on defense know what kind of role Colin was going to play Sunday?
Colin?
Yeah.
No, but it's a funny thing. I actually told him. We were sitting at breakfast in Youngstown and, you know, just having normal conversation. And I told him, you know, New York plays a lot of, you know, they do a lot of wildcat with T-ball. And I'm like, I seen our wildcat at practice. Are we going to run it? He's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, I bet you run it. I bet you score a touchdown. And comes out, you know, he was actually supposed to score two touchdowns. And now you give other defenses around National Football League something they're going to prepare on a lot during the week, which take their focus off of other things that they're not preparing on. So it's a good thing for our offense.
Why did you think that?
Just we were preparing for Tebow, but he was actually playing Tebow when the defense was out there, and he was looking good, you know, and he's really a fast guy. He's a 4.3, low 4.4 guy, legit. And, you know, when he get around the edge, even in practice sometimes guys play with him, like, yeah, I would have caught you. And, you know, I just had a feeling that he was going to get out there, and coach wanted to really show our Wildcat on the national stage in New York. And it really happened, and he had a good game.
You know, I just say, you mentioned Harbaugh. You mentioned a couple weeks ago that there was maybe a moment that Freddie Soft showed up on the practice field that people kind of knew it. Do you remember that day, and what was it?
I don't really remember back that far. You know, but we want to prevent that. We want to prevent it. Even coming off a win like we did last week, we pretty much erased all of that out of our memory bank. We understand that Buffalo is a hungry team coming in here. And anything less than our best out here on practice today on a Wednesday, when, you know, a lot of guys really don't like Wednesday practice. You know, you're still sore from the previous game, and, you know, it's a lot of clutter and information from the previous game. You like to get tangled up. But even a day like today, we have to come out and make sure that we're ready for the Buffalo Bills, because they're going to try to come in here and steal a win from us.